A reading from Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 22. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul passed through the inland country and came to Ephesus. There he found some disciples and said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." And he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They said, "Into John's baptism." And Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they began speaking in tongues and prophesying. There were about 12 men in all. And he entered the synagogue, and for 3 months spoke boldly, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some became stubborn and continued in unbelief, speaking evil of the way before the congregation, he withdrew from them and took the disciples with him, reasoning daily in the hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jew and Greek. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skin were carried away to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists undertook to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul proclaims." 7 sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this, but the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you?" And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them, mastered all of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled. Also, many of those who were now believers came confessing and divulging their practices. And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value of them and found that it came to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. Now after these events, Paul resolved in the spirit to pass through Macedonia and Achaia and go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." And having sent into Macedonia 2 of his helpers, Tim and Erastus, he himself stayed in Asia for a while. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Christopher Stout, Abundant Life Charlotte, and Mount Calvary, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. But the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I recognize, but who are you?" Dear saints, praise be to God that the demons know the name of Jesus, and that they fear Jesus. And that especially for your comfort and for your peace and for your consolation, the demons know and they fear those who belong to Jesus, which is you. Now, the flip side of this is what we encounter in our text. We encounter the truth that the demons are not afraid of those who do not belong to Jesus in true faith. Men were trying to use the name of Jesus, confessing only with their lips, but not believing in their heart. And the devil loves a heart that is not protected by God. Evil and the evil one's temptations are never something to be played around with. While these men use the name of Jesus without faith, they do teach us something about Jesus and his authority and his name. They recognize that there was authority behind Jesus and his name. Authority that is above evil, authority that is above things that we rightly fear in this world, authority that are above things that are much more powerful than we are. While you may not suffer from a possession of an evil spirit, you are plagued with temptation to anger, to despair, to shame. Having his name, we are too often tempted to not recognize the gift that is to pray in the midst of these temptations. Ask yourself, is my heart far from God at times? Even when my lips are proclaiming and praying for holy things? Ask yourself, does my anger, does my anxiety, does my fear, the things that I feel within that are bundling up, do those things always move me to call upon Jesus for deliverance and for help, the one who has given me his name? Repent. And know the one to whom you belong. Your Jesus, which means Savior. Dear saints, this Jesus is known by the devil, and he is feared by his demons. This Jesus is known by the devil as the one whom the devil could not deceive. The devil got more than he could swallow when he thought that he had victory over Jesus when he was crucified, but your Jesus allowed himself to die, allowed himself to enter into Satan's realm so that he could dive in and capture the prisoners of Satan and capture the prisoners of death and release them. And that is you, because he knew that death could not hold him, and he knew that the devil had no accusations that could stick on him. And now that he has unbound you, and now that he has bound himself to you in baptism, you know that death cannot hold you, and that the devil has no accusations against you. Dear saints, Jesus lives, and he lives to give you his name. A name that you can call upon in the midst of evil and temptation and suffering and death, a name in which you can bless yourself and bless your children and bless the sick and bless the dying and bless those old and bless those who are young and bless those without hope. Because in that Jesus and in his name, there is authority. Authority above things that are evil in this world. Authority above things that are more powerful than you are. Praise be to God that the demons know the name of Jesus. And praise be to God that the demons know and fear the one to whom Jesus has called to himself. That is your comfort, and that is your joy. Amen.
We thank Pastor Christopher Stout for this meditation on God's Word.